Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 163.
The House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Lord, as we gather on this last day of November to fulfill our legislative task, we pause to give you thanks for the many, many blessings you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for your undying love and hope for us, your forgiving heart and your gracious forgiveness when we repent and recommit to you. We thank you for this wonderful world and ask that you help guide us into a better stewardship of it. Enlighten us, Lord. Help us grow in our perceptions and our awareness. You are our Creator, our Lord, and our loving Father. We humbly ask for your blessing this day upon us all. Watch over us and bring us safely back together at the prescribed time for reconvening. This we humbly ask of you. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The lady from Johnson, Representative White, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for November 29th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves the journal for November 29th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The ruling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 329, an act to modify architecture licensure seal, engineer seal, and building permits exempt criteria for certain construction projects to delay the applicability of revision of North Carolina timeshare and to act to timeshare transfer services of transfer service providers. Senate Bill 473, an act to enhance the independence of the annual audit to units of local government previously subject of an audit by the state auditor. Senate Bill 725, an act to prohibit acceptance of private money for conducting elections of hiring temporary elections workers. House Bill 110, an act to make changes to the Housing Opportunities to Prevention of Conviction Program. House Bill 220, an act to limit cities and counties prohibiting customers' choice of energy services based upon the type of source of energy to be delivered, and take the technical correction. House Bill 297, an act permitting the dealers to sell used vehicles issued by salvage certification without conducting a safety inspection. House Bill 334, an act to be technical clarifying and other modifications to the current Operations Appropriations Act of 2021 and other legislation affecting the state budget. And the following bills resolutions are duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 978, an act to make modifications to appointments made in the 2021 Appointments Bill and appoint persons to various public offices upon the recommendations of the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President Pro Tem of the Senate. House Bill 400, an act to change the Asheville Board of Elections from appointed Board of Education to the Board of Education with elected members and to increase the membership of the Asheville Board of Education from 5 members to 7 members. House Bill 406, an act providing a special separation allowance for certain Cleveland, Rutherford, and Moore County law enforcement officers to attain 25 years of service. Resolution 2021-10, House Joint Resolution 979, a joint resolution adjourning the 2021 regular session of the General Assembly to a date certain and limiting the matters that may be considered upon reconvening.
Chapter bills will be noted. Pursuant to the announcement made yesterday while we were in full session, there are no votes today. There will be no votes next week at this point. If something does change next week that would require us to take action, we will give ample notice to both the minority leader and the majority leader of that, but the chair does not anticipate anything unless we need to respond to any litigation or anything else like that. And it would be the intent per the other announcement that we would adjourn on the 10th. Mr. Quirk, can you repeat those dates that we've chosen for the next sessions? Or you can give those to me, or whatever you prefer. The no vote sessions would be this coming Thursday, December 2nd at 10 a.m., next Monday, December 6th at 3 p.m., and then Friday, December 10th at 10 a.m. So those will be the next dates for no vote sessions. And again, they would be no vote unless something comes up that would require a vote, with ample notice provided to all members of that. Any notices or announcements? Clerk, have anything? All right, seeing none, the lady from Johnston, Representative White, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, December 2nd at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in 15-1.
Representative White moves, seconded by Representative Warren, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, December 2nd at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.